Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
TikTok live, and it's a calamity already.
Oh God, we've never done this before, and like everything's falling over, and it's a nightmare. I had a night last night.
Go on.
So I've been trying to sell my daughter's play kitchen. You know the ones you get from IKEA.
Yes.
Yeah, everyone seems to have them. So she's had this, but she's definitely outgrown it, never really plays with it. So I said, listen, we're going to get rid of it. I'm going to sell it on Facebook Marketplace. At first, she was like, no, mummy, I love it. I was like, you never play with it.
That's always the way. When you go to throw toys away, they're like, don't, I love that toy.
Well, she literally went over to it then and started like pretend to cook in it. And I was like, you never, ever do this. Anyway, we finally got her to say she was going to part with it, okay? So last night, I've had like loads of messages, but none of them have come off. They were like, is this still available? And I'm like, yes, it is. It's been on for about 2 months, right? Anyway, got a message last time. I thought, oh, this is a proper one, okay? Because the girl was like, my friend's going to come pick it up tonight. I was like, fine, okay. So I'm a woman who lives on her own, right? And my child is obviously with me as well. So when a man comes to pick something up at night on Facebook Marketplace, I get really nervous.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't do it.
Well, I thought, no, I want to get rid of this kitchen. So she said, my friend, who's a man, is going to come and pick it up. Spoke to him on the phone. He sounded a bit dodgy, okay? He sounded a little bit dodgy. So I then thought, oh my goodness, he's gonna rob me. He's going to break into my house and he's going to rob me and do something to me, okay? So I got the fear. So I said to Lily, we were watching Traitors, turned it off, paused it. I went, right, listen, we need a plan. I said, this guy's coming to pick up the kitchen, but we need to pretend that there's a husband here and lots of children. I said,
and dogs.
Literally dogs, big
wolf dogs.
Angry dogs with big teeth, okay? So
please tell me you put YouTube on and like put dogs barking.
Well, it was a little bit like Home Alone when the burglars turn up, okay? I had fake people in the window. I had little trains going around with fake people on. No, nothing like that. So what we did, me and Lil came up with a plan, right? So first of all, had the TV on in the sitting room very loud. So like people could have been in there watching TV. Then I had Lily with Alexa on in the dining room. So there was noise in there. So noise coming from different rooms, okay? And what I told Lily to do is when he knocked on the door, she had to go into the dining room and basically bounce around. So it sounded like there were loads of kids playing. Mate, she did a great job.
Chaos.
She did. I wanted it to sound like it was chaotic in there, right? I got the kitchen right to the front door. So it was blocking his entrance. So he couldn't force his way into the house as well. So I did all of that. Anyway, he knocked on the door and I said, right, I said, Lil, go, it's your time to shine. Like, get into the dining room. So she did. And I said, also, just like shout a bit and shout, dad, and things like that, okay? Just to make them think there's a man in the house. Well, mine and Lil's acting skills came out last night. I mean, I think it was Oscar worthy. So there's a lot of noise in the house. I went to the door. Actually, the guy wasn't dodgy. He was very nice.
I mean, it does sound like an effort just to pick up a kitchen.
But mate, I'd rather that than be burgled. I would rather that than be forced entry.
How much did he pay for it?
£30.
Oh, that's not bad.
I had it on for £50 originally, no takers. So he came to the door, but then my other dilemma was it was pouring outside and really windy.
You didn't let him in.
No. But oh. I did think, is this really bad? I mean, once we'd like, you know, chatted a little bit and I thought, oh, he seems okay. I thought, should I say, would you like to step into
no.
the porch? Well, I didn't. I stuck to my guns. Then he pulled out the classic line of, I'm really sorry, I haven't got cash. And I'd said, no. cash only. So then he went, can I bank transfer it to you? And I went, yes, but you have to do it right now. So I said, I need to go and get my bank card. So then I had to shut the door on him. I had to shut him out in the wind and the rain.
Yeah.
And he actually did say, to be fair to me, he went, shut the door on me. I went, okay. So I shut the door. He was getting soaked outside. And then I ran upstairs. But I went, it's a bit like you with your lying, actually. Yeah. I literally went, hon, I went, can you get my bank card for me?
God.
And then I pretended to be a man. I went, yes, up here.
You didn't.
I did.
This is ridiculous.
I did. But I felt safe.
Right.
I felt safe. And I was literally having a conversation with myself, but as a husband and a wife, okay? And then I pretended that the husband had thrown the bank card. I was like, thanks for that, got it. And then Lily started and she went, Dad, are you upstairs?
What are you doing to your daughter? She's going to be like, what the hell is going on?
Honestly, she was a class act. I was literally like, I'm getting her into drama school ASAP. So I went downstairs and then I literally, oh, my husband got it for me. And then I gave him the bank details.
We're very happy. We've been married 10 years. Yes,
he's a lovely guy, but he's very hard. He's
lying
big.
Like me.
Yeah. Mate, I went into
it's
one.
Quite fun though. Once you're in it, you're in it, aren't you? And it's great. It's like it. Expanding the story.
Oh, I was there for it last night. And then anyway, he did pay me. It went in. And then he got the kitchen in the back of his tiny little car that he had brought with him. And off he went. And then I went to Lil. I went, great job, kid.
Yeah.
And she went, did I do all right? I went, you did better than all right. Yeah. I went, even I believed it. I believed I was married and had three children.
Hubby. Oh, no.
Yeah, afterwards,
Dad.
I was like,
oh no.
Hubby, can you come and give my foot a massage? Oh, he's not real. Oh, no. What a shame. Just me and my imaginary husband and three children.
Do you know what's probably more fun and less stress?
Do you know what? Well, then I went and watched what I wanted to watch and didn't have to watch what the husband was watching. So actually, it was all good. Welcome to the Laura and Becky Show. We are best mates. We do this podcast every single day.
We're sponsored by Prince Family Law Solicitors, Redbrick Estate Agents and East Midlands Airport. Right, this moves really nicely on to my story. Okay. I was on a dog walk last night and I bumped into an old school mum friend.
Right.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it. I was like, hello. And she went, hello. And the only thing is, I had a really big woolly hat on and it had fallen down.
I thought you said a big woolly hat on then. A hat with a willy on the top. What?
Yes, my willy hat that I wear out on dog walks to scare men off. Don't you come near me with my willy hat.
That probably would do the trick. Everyone knows Laura, she wears a willy hat
and
on
if anyone
dog walk.
Comes near me, I feel scared. The willy grows.
Yeah.
I get my own little hard on.
I wouldn't mess with a woman with a willy hat.
Why don't people have willy hats?
Just
why
such is a good idea. A and the little testicle balls come over your ears like earmuffs.
Like one of those deerstalker hats.
Oh my God, people could wear them on hen do's and
everything.
Have one
of those things, you know, where you squeeze the air and the air goes whoop, whoop. This is genius. Next winter, we're
willy
making woolly hats, okay?
Anyway, I had my woolly hat on, left my woolly hat at home, and it kind of fallen down over my eyebrows, had glasses on and like headphones. I must have looked at her. I thought, oh, hello there. I bet she thought, Christ, she's changed. Anyway, she may listen because she said, occasionally I do listen. I was like, you should listen all the time, love.
No way.
Yeah, she's lovely, actually. She does a lot of open air, cold water plunging.
Good for her.
Yeah, she goes in like rivers and things. I was like, well, just plop yourself in. Yeah. She's like, yeah, I love it. Anyway, been single for a while now. She is not with the dad that I knew in the story. It's a long story. We won't go into
is
it.
Is there a bit of drama?
A little bit, but just in case you
tell
know.
Me after. Tell me after.
But she is lovely. She's always very happy and smiley. She's just lovely.
I like that.
Anyway, she was like, oh, still single. She went, well, where are they? I went, oh, I don't know, my mate Becky, she sometimes struggles. We won't go into that, but you know what I mean. Anyway, so she was saying that, she went, where are the good ones? I went, I don't know. And she went, I need someone outdoorsy, right? So
a hiker type.
It's on her, I would presume it's on her profile that you have, that's the most important thing, they have to be outdoorsy. So yeah. She went on a date with a man and she said, she was like, are you outdoorsy? And he went, oh, yes, I'm very, very outdoorsy. So she went, oh, brilliant. So she said they went on a date. I think it was like Kerber Edge. I went there, parked up. She said he opened his boot. She went, he got out the most pristine, brand new pair of hunters she'd ever seen. And she thought,
he's not,
they ain't been
before.
Near mud.
They no, ain't he bought been... those the day before, yeah. Didn't he?
So she put them on almost as if they didn't fit. She went off there on a dog walk. And she went, at one point, they were walking along. And she went, he was quite near the edge. And he went, oh, no, I can't go near the edge. I get vertigo. And she said, at that point, she just looked at him and she thought, no. Outdoorsy? And you've got new wellies and you get vertigo if you go near.
So no chance.
And I just thought, oh, bless. I went, did you have to do the whole walk? She went, I just did the whole walk, just staring at his new wellies, just thinking, no.
Do we know anyone outdoorsy for her? Someone outdoorsy.
No.
Who likes hiking? Who likes
being... Well, it was the hiker man, but he's now got a lovely girlfriend.
Yeah, so I was thinking that, yeah.
I don't know. Would you... No. No, I won't ask that. Would you?
Oh, no, just I wasn't going to ask a question.
But anyway, they've got to be some out there.
But where?
There's got to be.
I don't know that there
is. Outdoorsy?
I would say I'm 50-50.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Indoorsy and
sometimes
I'd say 60-40, mate.
Maybe 70-30.
Actually.
I like being outdoors in the summer and the spring. Winter?
Not so much. Not
such. If it's a sunny day and it's cold,
I
like that.
But that's walking. Are you outdoorsy?
I don't think I am.
I think we're both indoorsy.
Yeah. I like, especially at the moment, I love getting in of an evening and staying indoors and not moving.
If someone's profile, man's profile is like, yeah, blah blah blah, like eating out, blah, 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 but essentially I am indoorsy, you'd be like,
yeah, that's the man for
book.
Me marry
yeah.
me.
Why don't people use the word indoorsy more?
I think it makes you sound a little bit
nice,
as
great,
well, as
relax.
You say bone idle. By the way, that's our new favorite expression. He's bone idle.
I can't remember why I said it the other day.
It was so funny. You've never said it before, but it's something that like my like grandparents would say, oh, he's nice, but he's bone idle. I literally love that saying.
I think we should use indoorsy way more.
Okay. Yeah? We are indoorsy.
We're indoorsy.
We're not the outdoorsy type. We're the opposite to that. We're indoorsy.
Keep getting up and pressing the button.
And it's exhausting, isn't it?
Up and down like a bloody yo-yo today.
You know, we've been talking about Ariana's song, which we absolutely love. Yes.
Love.
And I had a throwback this morning on Heart 90s, which is probably the only radio station I listen to at the
Give
moment.
Give me a clue so I can guess.
Okay.
Boy band, girl band.
Well, now here's another clue first. This was number one for a very, very long time.
When the sunshine will shine together.
Way before that. I'm talking like the 90s. But it was a very famous song that was number one for a ridiculously long time.
Everything I Do For You?
Look no, but you're on the right lines. That kind of...
I'll make love to you like you want me to. I love that song.
That's another great song.
Oh, isn't it? And I'll hold
Boy
you
band.
Tight. Westlife.
No, before then, pre-Westlife. Boy band. And I'll tell you this, it was number one for so long, the band actually had it taken off number one because they couldn't deal
Stop
with
it.
The fame.
Yeah. How many boys in the band?
I don't know, but it's the main singer everyone knows. Long hair.
Long hair.
Come on.
Oh.
Yes.
More than words. No, not extreme.
Long hair boy band. Long hair boy
American,
band.
British.
Is it like British, I think. You will know that used in a very famous film.
He was in a famous film?
No, the song was used in a very famous film. Number one for I think about like 12, 13 weeks.
Was it in a film about going to space?
No. Oh my God. Shall I just tell you?
Yeah, please. Sing it.
I've even forgotten the song now. I've actually forgotten the song. Wet, Love Is All Around.
Love Is All Around Me.
I have not heard that song for so long. And it came on. I thought, oh, I turned
Turn
it up.
What a banger.
I tell you what, it put me in such a good mood. It is such a great song to just sing your heart out to in the car.
What was the song the other day? And you made me put it on in the car. Robbie Williams, Strong.
Strong.
If when you awake, need a song today to pep your step, you, I'm talking to you on TikTok Live, you, Robbie Williams, Strong. You.
Well, I would go wet too. You'll be surprised at how much you enjoy singing along to that song.
Yeah,
wow. What's that lyric as well in Robbie Williams, Strong? It's like, when I wake up, look like Kiss, but without the makeup.
Look like Kiss, but without the makeup.
And that's a good line to take it to the bridge.
But you know when you know, but my life's a mess. And I'm starting to show. But before I'm old, I confess. You.
Oh, that's a great song.
It's like that whole escapism. Is it from the album? That album is bad.
We need to get a playlist together. We keep talking about this, don't we? About getting a pod playlist together. It's coming.
Put it on the list now.
Yeah, put it in the on
but
the list.
Listen to Wet, and I'm just gonna get up.
Love is all around, and Robbie Strong, two bangers. We need to do a break, actually, don't we? Get up again, love.
Oh, another Christmas.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out of pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Go.
Everyone watching this on TikTok Live at the moment is like, what is going on
this
here?
This is not how we usually do this. Okay? Right,
it kind of is, guys.
Right, going on to my mate, yeah?
Yes.
You know, right, I'm actually going to get heart palpitations talking about this.
Oh, go on.
You know we always say about what a nightmare is, sopping your phone over?
Nightmare.
Right? And the worst thing is it just goes blank and it loses your data, right? Everything. I have to take my old phone into Vodafone today because I'm swapping it over and they give me money for it, right? And the guy said to me, before you do anything with your phone, delete it off, find my iPhone. Okay?
What?
I don't know, mate.
Delete it off, find my... Oh, it's like yourself it's not searchable, so people can't... Right, yeah.
So, I went on my old phone, fired it up, deleted myself off find my iPhone. Just deleted everything. Law iPhone 1, law iPhone 2, whatever. Suddenly, my new phone went, okay, bye. And it went blank. And so did my other phone. And I just had on both my phones, mate, picture it, both my phones went blank. And I literally looked at my husband and I went, oh my God, James.
I would have died.
Mate, I started sweating. I had to take my top off. I was just sat in bed looking at both my phones like this. And they both just went black. And I thought, oh my God, my career is over. I thought, well, I can't talk to you. Because I might immediately want to be like, okay.
Am I going to contact her?
I literally thought that. How would I contact you?
Well, you could drive to my house.
Yeah.
Or which is like 10 minutes away.
Yeah. So I'm like that, looking at both of them. Then the white Apple icon comes up on both of them and a white line.
Oh,
and
God.
I'm like, so anyway, they both then fire up as if they're brand new phones. And I thought, I just looked at James and I went, I've literally erased all the data on both of my phones.
Honestly, this is traumatising. And even I can't deal with this.
I was like, get me water. My mouth went all dry. So he's running around getting me a glass of water. And I'm like, right, just don't panic. And I thought, concentrate on your new phone first. Anyway, mate, I had to set up my new phone again, but as if it was a new phone. And then I thought, right, if ever there's a time for iCloud to work its magic.
It's now, baby.
It's right now, mate. So up it came and it said, would you like to set this phone up with an older device or your iCloud storage? And I thought, I'm going to go with iCloud.
This is what the iCloud's for. We've always wondered. We've always wondered.
I'm going to fall on my sword here. Okay, you know, I was like, iCloud, meh, 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 meh. No. Thank God
for the iCloud.
Mate, it literally just went
put everything there?
Everything there. But hold up, don't celebrate just yet. Everything was there, but I had to log into all of my apps.
Again?
Everything.
Didn't you have to do this the other week when you got your new...
No, it just does it automatically for you.
Oh.
I thought, I don't know my passwords to anything.
Oh, God.
My TikTok. I literally opened my TikTok and I just looked...
Was that the first thing you went to, TikTok?
I have to. And I just thought, I don't know my password. And I thought, law. Anyway, flicked through my little pad I had and I had about four passwords. But TikTok knew and it just went, are you struggling to find your password? And I went, I am TikTok, yes.
Yes, help me. Anyway, help me, TikTok.
Pop your phone number in here. We'll send you a code. Bish, bosh, bash. Up it came.
What I like is when it just has facial recognition as a password. This is what I like because... Your face is your face.
Your face
you can't
is
forget
face.
Your face,
no,
can you?
No.
So I like that. Rather than having to put a password in it, when it goes, face ID, yes, please. It just goes, boop, boop, tick. And I'm like, oh, thank God I didn't have to remember my password.
Well, then I did. So TikTok was fine. So after I'd had everything, I calmed down. So then I went to Insta. But then my life is revolving around TikTok that much that I nearly had a heart attack. Well, so I've got to change my ways. Something's got to happen.
Yeah.
I can't live like this.
Or, so do you write your passwords down in a pad?
I'm in my notes. Then it was said, choose a new password. So of course, put the new password in. It went, no, that's the one you've already got. I was like, damn it. So anyway, it's fine. But I just would like to apologise to iCloud.
Yeah.
And anyone that works at iCloud, I get it.
Do people work at iCloud?
They must do, yeah, sure. Sure.
Isn't someone said that the iCloud is in like Antarctica? There's some thing there where it all goes.
Okay, well, Not you can't say that anymore, can you? The person that you know
the what?
Say, anymore, are you?
The what?
You're not to say.
The
person that works at
the
Antarctica.
People who work in the cold.
Thank you. Thanks.
Yeah,
I'm gonna get up
you
and press
basically
the button now.
Saved Laura's bacon.
Absolutely terrifying.
Yeah, I mean, first world props, guys, but she's had a traumatizing day.
It was bad. Mm. But anyway, there we go. It's all fine.
Everything's as it should be.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.